down in Georgia. Now, we got joining us right now, we've got Doug Hollinsworth from Georgia Golf and Travel, and I'm excited about this because I always get the sense that Georgia gets a little bit of the shaft sitting there between South Carolina and Florida, two golf destinations. I think sometimes people forget all that Georgia has to offer, so I'm excited to talk to Doug. Doug, welcome into the golf shop.
Well, I need you as a PR person because that was wonderful. That is exactly the message we are trying to get out to people across the world because of exactly what you said. And don't forget our other neighbors over here, Alabama, with the Robert Trent Jones Trail. So we're sandwiched right in here. And the reason I had started this a few years ago, and I work with the state of Georgia Tourism and Natural Resources Departments, and they had just never promoted Georgia like it is. Everybody knew about this one tournament coming up here in April. And after that, nobody knew anything. So I have lived here in Georgia all my life and said, okay, it's time to tell the world exactly what all Georgia has. And so very excited. So I started a Georgia golf trail that is from the mountains through Atlanta to Middle Georgia to over at the lake where Reynolds Plantation is and down the coast off I-95. And we have 23 properties right now that are resorts and state park golf courses that are part of the trail. And so real excited. And you're right. We got some great golf here from the mountains to the coast. And not as bad. We get to play pretty much 12 months out of the year. I think you guys probably get a little more snow up there than we do, but we're excited about what we have and would love to tell all your listeners more about it, and would love for them to come down to Georgia. It's an easy drive there from North Carolina, and come on down.
Yeah, absolutely. Doug, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, now I've always said that if Florida would just break off and slide into the ocean, Georgia would have a beautiful coastline. But even if we can't get Florida to become an island, I think what we're dealing with, and I maybe I was a little harsh at the beginning, but people think about they head south from all over the place, from the Midwest, from New England, and they head south for these golf trips. And they think really of northern Florida and Orlando, and they think of Myrtle Beach and Sea Trail and that area, and then they forget about this great area of golf between the two. And I think what we need to do is remind people that Georgia golf and travel and leisure and that Georgia has more to offer, and it's right at our back door, than just, Augusta and Sea Island. I mean, when you start talking about places to go from the mountains to the coast, I bet some people in New England don't even know Georgia has a coast.
Well, it's a good point, too, because I-95, it certainly runs from the northeast all the way down to Florida, comes right through our coastline, and we have so much great golf. I mean, Savannah has got to be one of the greatest cities in the whole United States, and from their history and their fun part of the haunted, city. But I mean, they have some great golf, some great things to do. And what we're also trying to do, too, is promote what we have here in Georgia in terms of golf. We want people to stop and play golf, but we want them to see Georgia and see what else there is to do. Like here in Atlanta, I mean, with all the great things that, World of Coke, and now we have the National College Football Hall of Fame here. And so there's so many other things to do. So we'd love people just to come down, take a trip, do a corporate meeting. You'd be surprised how many people I have talked to, I work with my golf marketing company, through companies and other people that, ask that very question. Where can we go in Florida? Where can we go in other areas to play golf? And I'm like, why don't you stay here, Well, we don't know anything about Georgia golf. And I'm like, that's the reason I started this a few years ago.
And golfers tend, especially if they're in a golf group and a group of people who goes away together each year, for example, or twice a year, they tend to get sort of stuck in their ways. And they find a place and, okay, now I'm comfortable because I know where CVS is. So when I sit on my reading glasses, I can go get some new cheaters. And I know where Chipotle is if I want to go, maybe get some sort of stomach bug. I know where all of these things are. And so they get sort of, it becomes routine. So how do we get people to break that routine and try new things? I mean, it's so exciting to try new courses. And I imagine that between the mountains and the ocean, you can play virtually every kind of golf course there is on the planet and never leave the state of Georgia.
Well, Well, and one thing too, you know, especially with our airport here in Atlanta, you know, being the busiest in the world, we, you know, you can get to the mountains in 2 hours. You can get the van up, you know, in about 3.5 hours there from the airport. And, I mean, it's, you know, you can actually just, you know, run out to some courses we have here around Atlanta or down, like I said, the Lake Oconee area with Reynolds and Harvard Club and Tuscaloosa down there. So, I mean, you can be playing golf if you fly into Atlanta, you know, within just an hour or depending on where you want to go. But it is. It's an easy access. There's so many other things to do here in Georgia. We want people to go to the website, check it out. It's Georgia Golf and Travel. GeorgiaGolfAndTravel.com, and look and see, and you know the great Bobby Jones was from here, so it's the Georgia Golf Trail presented by Bobby Jones, and we're very excited about what we have here in Georgia. It's just been a story that's really not been told the way it should be, so that's what we're trying to do, and we are working, like I said, with the state of Georgia Tourism and Natural Resources Departments, and you know, to get that word out. And you would be surprised how many, you know, dollar-wise over South Carolina, over Georgia, and Alabama, over Georgia, and Florida, like you said, that's a whole nother ball game. I mean, they do a wonderful job in terms of tourism and how they promote Florida. But we just got to let people know that, you know, there's just so much to do here in Georgia and some of the golf courses and, you know, are right next to some great areas. And I mean, just again, back down I-95 and that coastal area, there's so much to do. The Golden Isles down there where Sea Island. And, you know, we pretty much start the season here in the East with the Masters, you know, and then we end the, you know, regular season with the Tour Championship here in Atlanta. And, you know, we have the Champions Tour. We have the PGA Tour again in November around there at Sea Island. And so, you know, we've got some, you know, some just great golf here, and we certainly want your listeners to come down.
Yeah, well, we're talking to Doug Hollinsworth from Georgia Golf and Travel, and yeah, when you say all that and you talk about how the PGA, the LPGA, the Champions Tour, the Web.com, Symetra Tour, their calendars tend to drop in and out of Georgia regularly every year. It's hard to imagine that Georgia gets forgotten at all, but we're gonna preach it a little bit here more. Now, when you start talking about opportunities, are there deals to be had? Are there places throughout the year that people could go, either a group of golf buddies or couples, or you know, and have enough for everybody to do to keep everyone happy, and maybe find a bargain that if, when you're looking at Hilton Head and going up maybe into the Upper Peninsula in the summer or whatever, that they really need to think about Georgia as an option? Are there deals to be had?
There are, and you know, if they would go to the website, we, you know, in terms of finding out the phone numbers, they can call us. I mean, we work with different groups. We're working with a couple in Michigan now who want to come down and play golf in April and you know, maybe even look and buy a home here in Georgia because there's so much to, you know, offer here. And so that's what we, you know, we're trying to get that economic impact here in Georgia. And like I said, we just miss the opportunities. But, yeah, we're working with a big group right now, and, you know, they're excited about coming to Georgia and playing the trail. So we're working with our different properties. So if they will call our office, you know, we would certainly do that. They can also go online there to GeorgiaGolfAndTravel.com and sign up for our newsletter. And every month we have an opportunity to win a weekend package at some of our properties or a dozen golf balls from Bridgestone and so many other prizes that, you know, we give away. So we'd love to, you know, have people go sign up on the newsletter right there on the top end right-hand side if you click on there when you get to the website. And we'll send you out a newsletter every month and tell you more about all the specials and things there are to do here in Georgia.
All right, Doug, before I let you go, and I don't want you to play favorites, but, you know, for our listeners from the mountains of North Carolina all the way out to the coast of Wilmington, all drivable distances, tell me three courses that we may not know about that you know are hidden gems.
Well, I can tell you one thing. The state parks here in Georgia were voted the number one state parks in the United States, and they have 8 great courses, I mean, from North Georgia to South Georgia. And I went a couple of years ago. We did some filming, and I was just blown away with what they have. And, you know, what we have to do is you have to be able to stay on property to be a part of the trail. And so, I mean, they have, you know, great cabin, different lodges that you can have. But some of the great golf courses, one down in Middle Georgia, and I mean, greens are just perfect. And so there's a lot of hidden gems here in Georgia. You certainly hear about, like you said, the Sea Islands. Another great one on the coast down there is the King and Prince right there in the Golden Isles. That is a historic landmark. Wonderful, wonderful golf course. I mean, it's just breathtaking that it's the King and Prince is right on the ocean there. And the whole Golden Isle area is just absolutely where Sea Island is and Jekyll Island. And, you know, there's just so much to do down there. So there's just hidden gems all over Georgia. And we'd love for, you know, to tell these people they certainly can call us and talk to us about it or email us and just go to GeorgiaGolfAndTravel.com and let us hear from you.
All right, Doug, I think we've made a pretty strong case this morning, and I want to thank you for joining us. And, yeah, we'll get some folks down to Georgia, and we'll hopefully talk and maybe even see you soon.
I would love for y'all to come down, and I certainly want to make sure you get me your information because I'm hiring you as my PR agent.
Absolutely, I'm available.
Wonderful opening thing. So we certainly appreciate it. And again, we thank you for letting us be on your show today.
All right. Thank you, Doug. You take care now.
All right. Take care.